This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. 6 months into Russia's war in Ukraine, President Putin is ordering the Russian military to increase the size of the country's armed forces by 137,000. No word on how exactly they would do that. Students around the U.S. are returning to school, and now there's a breakthrough in the Columbus, Ohio teachers' strike.
Both sides say they've reached a conceptual agreement, tentatively ending a strike which began Monday. Terms of the deal were not disclosed. The union had pressed for safer buildings, better heating and air conditioning, smaller class sizes, and a more well-rounded curriculum, including arts, music, and physical education. Union members will meet this weekend to vote on the new contract, and the school board will vote after union ratification. I'm Mike Gracia.
Fired Uvalde, Texas School District Police Chief Pete Arredondo's lawyer calls him a courageous officer who should be celebrated for the lives he helped save as a gunman opened fire at Robb Elementary 3 months ago, killing 21 people. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
Officers armed with rifles waited in a school hallway for more than an hour while the gunman carried out the shooting. Arredondo has tried to defend his actions, telling a Texas House committee that he did not consider himself to be the incident commander on the scene. State police, in a damning investigative report in July, had criticized the police chief for failing to take charge of the scene, not breaching the classroom sooner, and wasting time by looking for a key to a likely unlocked door. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The economy shrank at a 0.6% annual rate from April through June. That is the second straight quarter of economic contraction, and it's one informal sign of a recession, though most economists say they doubt the economy is in or on the verge of a recession, given that the job market remains strong. Fewer Americans filed for unemployment last week. This is AP News. President Biden rallies Democrats today, kicking off a midterm elections push. The AP's Sagar Magani's got this.
75 days before the November elections that'll decide congressional control, the president's aiming to turn months of legislative wins into wins at the polls.
We're delivering results for the American people.
Tonight in Rockville, Maryland, he'll headline a Democratic National Committee rally, an event aides say will ease him into an aggressive campaign season. Just a few months ago, Democrats were bracing for significant losses, but intense voter reaction to the Supreme Court's abortion ruling and progress on issues from gun control to climate change have changed their fortunes. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Peloton's high-end exercise bikes will now be available on Amazon. It's hoping to boost its sales, which have languished some since the easing of the pandemic lockdowns. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.